All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and how you lead us and guide us. I thank you for another blessed week. Lord, bless us to go forward in you today. Bless every speaker, every minister today. And bless Pastor as he goes forward to carry your word according to all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, we made it past my favorite scripture in the whole Bible, and that's St. John 16:13. I love being guided by the Holy Spirit. And we made it down to verse 17. To make it clear, in verse 15, he said, "All things the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you." And this verse 16, "A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father." Now, this is St. John 16, verse 16 and verse 17 reads, "Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father." And there's two questions. A little while, and ye shall not see me again, and a little while, ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. And they were unclear. Though he taught them these things, he explained that he would die for them. Sometimes when the Lord gives revelation, that don't mean we catch it or we realize it or receive it or capture it. And he explained all these things in the previous verses and at other times. But even when he was he said, who do men say that I am? And Peter answered. And when you read on down, he explained that he was going to leave and die for them. But Peter said, "Not so, Lord." And he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." They never captured the revelation that God was given. Sometimes the Lord will speak, but if we don't receive it with faith, it won't register. You know, the word of God has to register. The light of God's word, it comes to it always shows us a greater way. And when you're trained another way, you have to unlearn something in order to learn something.
Yeah.
And this is why this is happening. And look at Jesus' answer in verse 18. Verse 18. They said, "Therefore, what is this that he saith, A little while? We cannot tell what he saith." In verse 19, "And now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." And they still don't know what he's talking about. But he's saying these things against the future, against the day that it's going to happen. And then they can go back and remember and what he's talking about. And the Holy Spirit's going to help them, because he's going to guide them into all truth. The Lord is patient with us, and when he shows us concepts, many times they are concepts we may not be used to. And he'll show us another side of things and prepare us to stand against the evil day. In some of the assignments that the Lord gave me, he just came to me teaching me things, and I had to I learned that whenever he does that, it's going to be important. So I learned to get a good understanding of what's going on. But at first, I kind of took it light. And then I saw what God was talking about because something would happen. And I wanted to be ready to do whatever it was he wanted me to do or say whatever he wanted me to say. And if it caught me off guard, I may not have the courage or I struggle to do it, but I do it because I vowed that I'd follow him. And these were, you know, when he first started teaching me to follow him, I had to learn his ways and how he processed and do things. So this is what they were going through here. He's telling them something that they're not used to. They're used to Jesus being with them, solving all the problems, showing them the Father. Life was good. And now he's going to leave, and he's going to die. He's been telling them this all evening that he's going to die for them. And giving them concepts of what the Holy Spirit was going to do on the way to Gethsemane, because this would be his last night on earth. Verse 21, he said, "A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world." Amen. Now he's giving them hope. A darkness is coming, but a great light is too. And he's preparing them. If we miss out on the preparation of the Holy Spirit, we can miss out on good opportunities. This is a good set of scriptures to train. This is how training operates. All that you know, all you've been taught, the Lord, when he prepare you for something, he's going to take you beyond all that. It's still going to be word-based, because the Lord will not do anything that's not biblical. Every move of God is biblical. Every guidance of God is biblical. The anointing itself is biblical. And the anointing will not error when people go off track, go off on a tangent. No form of error is anointing. Error, untruth cannot break a yoke, but the truth of God can. Whatever we need to know, we know in part until the Lord give us knowledge. As he give us knowledge, then we know more. We still know in part because there's so much to learn. And sometimes when the Lord give me, when he prepare me and teach me, I see how much I didn't know, along with what he already taught me. And it's humbling. I learned that if you're going to pull this off, you're going to need to know what he's saying. This is communion. Every part of your relationship with God is communion. The bread and the wine, it represents this communion. The Lord's going to give you what's necessary. One thing that all the true prophets had in common, they'd be going about that day, and the word of the Lord would come to them saying something. And it would be something that they couldn't ask for, pray for, or even have the knowledge to seek God about. And it would be just like this, a scenario that they never would imagine in a million years. They thought Jesus was going to be with them for the rest of their life until he said these things. And then when he did, they wondered at it. And I know what that feels like. When the Lord give you a teaching or he tell you something that you got to do, or he's preparing you for a certain work. This is the same way I felt when he would teach me things concerning the church or things that needed to happen. The condition of the church, he talked to me about that. And every ministry is different. And the need that you're going to fulfill is different from other ministers, but it's only one work of the Holy Spirit. And it's done by those who follow him. As we get on board with him, we're going to learn things we couldn't learn any other way. If you endeavor to learn these things, you're going to learn something you never would have learned any other way. Verse 22. and ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. This scripture shows that everything that he's doing is necessary. There's a greater purpose that they couldn't see. And remember, they were unclear still about the prophecies of Isaiah, the prophecies of Joel. They didn't know how those things fit. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. That's part of the joy. Moses once, Joshua once got upset because the people were prophesying. And he ran and told Moses, he said, the people are prophesying. And then Moses said, are you jealous for me? I wish they all prophesied. Now, this was, Moses had been in the presence of God. He knew the heart of God. Joshua was learning. Joel had been in the presence of the Lord, and the Lord, this is what the Lord came to him saying. And if the truth be told, it was probably just as unclear to Joel as it was to, as this was to the disciples of Jesus Christ. And when the things that the Lord showed Isaiah, it was unclear to him. In chapter 6, the Lord said, he showed him about the blindness, how, and his assignment was to blind Israel and conceal the works of Jesus from Israel, and he blinded them against him from the time of Isaiah. And Isaiah said, how long, Lord? And then the Lord answered him, when the cities be overrun, when he gave him a list of things that would happen when the blindness would end, and how they'd go into captivity, and the Gentiles would tread the courts. He talked to him about that back then. He was unclear. So some things that the Holy Spirit will bring, he'll expose a part of his word that we've never been trained in. He'll take us where we need to go. Everything will not be laid out like what we're used to. But he will carry you through it. He'll show you things to come. And just like verse 22, everything will be greater. You will graduate. You will be promoted. The work will be done, and it will promote others. And it will more light will be given so that people can make better judgments. When people operate in the light, it makes it changes everything. Nobody can resist the light. Amen. We'll pick up at verse 23 next time.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 11. I learned to love God's will. I found all sorts of wisdom in it, and his protection and his love. Everything he do is love based. It's never pride based. It's always the heart of God, his love. Everything that he will guide you to do is the perfect. His love is perfect wisdom. With that in mind, verse 24, because that's who we're communing with, love, when we commune with God. Verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Communion reminds me to think covenant. You know, when the Lord say something, you puzzle that. Always think covenant.
It is a covenant meal, you know.
It is.
It is. It's a covenant meal.
Mm-hmm. And be happy, because you're finna learn something. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your guidance, and I thank you for the glory that's coming, that you're doing among your people, the one work that you're doing I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Talking about the Lord, I know a lot of you get his magazine. He's got an article about answering prayer. And God told him this is a born again nation. A born again nation. Don't look at the smoke. He says, all things are possible with God and all things are possible with men. Don't look at the Babylonian system.
No.
Because that's going to be taken care of.
Yeah.
But God has destined this country the way he created it. It will fulfill its purpose.
Yes.
This country will fulfill its purpose, and it's a born again nation. I've never heard that phrase before. I've heard born again people, but this nation. Mm-hmm. So just keep praying. Thank God that it's a born again nation. I need to bring the article and let David.
Yeah.
It was birthed out of God himself.
Amen.
Could not have won the freedom in this nation,
right,
without the aid of God.
But yeah, don't look at the Babylonian. You know, he said, you know, it's going to be.
Well, it sounds like revival. Bottom line, it sounds like
it's going to be the church. This nation's going to be what God's purpose is, beyond what I can think or think right now. The way God's going to just take this nation and use it for the purpose he designed it for.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
It's very good news. The article is excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Good news. We hear enough bad news. This is good news.
You know, that means that there are people he's raising up to do this.
Amen, amen, amen. Those that are positioning themselves.
Yeah.